or someone they care for have experienced gun violence in their lifetime. Gun violence disproportionately devastates Black and Latinx communities, as well as women. Most recently, here in our city, our siblings in the Sikh community have been forced to bear the weight of this violence.
And we weep.
Or someone they care for have experienced
Santiago Prado pledged. Santiago Prado. Eugenio Roman. Davion Pulliam. Anthony Milani. Ashante Robinson. Patrice Jones. Lawrence Williams pledged.
Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Love.
Three mass shootings and 78 deaths by gun.
And we lament.
These are our city neighbors whose lives were lost to gun violence this year.
Russell Peed. Robert Dillinger. James Greenberg. William Ballard. James Lewis. Moten.
Jesus Mendez.
And we pray for a change of heart for those who resort.
Faced with gun violence.
We grieve for those who are killed and those whose lives are forever changed. And we seek to comfort those who have lost loved ones. And we pray for a change of heart for those who resort to violence.
Faced with gun violence.
May we educate and organize and advocate. And in all the ways we can work for that day when weapons of destruction are transformed into instruments of healing.
May it be so.
May we do so.
In the Hebrew scriptures, the prophet Micah casts a vision of our future, when all people will trade in their swords for shovels, and their spears for rakes and hoes, and they will quit fighting each other. They'll quit learning how to kill one another. So as people of faith, we cling to this hopeful vision and we declare no more to gun violence in our community. We confess our inaction.
That we are a community united in our call for peace. And these lit candles remind us that even when the shadows of death and destruction seem to cover our land, the light of hope can still shine through. Amen. In our commitments to create a community where the sound of gunfire is stilled and the laughter of children instead fills the air. Mm-hmm. Let us pray, borrowing from the words of St. Francis.
Darkness, light.
Holy One, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Make us instruments of your peace. Amen. Friends, we have tonight lamented the lives lost to gun violence in our community, and we have declared no more. We have made commitments of our own, and we have called for action from our leaders. Now go forth boldly to carry this work forward, as communities of faith and as the people of this neighborhood of Butler Tarkington. Go forth to say that human life is precious and sacred, and that gun violence that destroys this life must end. Mm-hmm. Go forth to create the beloved community and to be makers of peace here in Butler Tarkington, here in Indianapolis, here in the United States, and around the world. Go with the blessing of God. That we are a community.
Life. We call upon our governor, Governor Holcomb, to ensure access to mental health care is available to all people through increased health care funding and state resources deployed to connect those who need.